Michelle Sayward, EXP Realty, and I am the associate broker of the Sayward team.
The Joining Crowd Business Podcast is brought to you by Joining Crowd, digital business cards. Does your business card make it easy for your clients to refer you new business? Discover a business card that is proven to help you grow your business, make friends, grow your network, and stay connected. It's time to join in crowd. Sent with love from Joining Crowd.
Hey there, podcast listeners. This is Joseph Hecker, host of the Joining Crowd Business Podcast. Now, on today's episode, we feature Michelle Sayward. Michelle is an independent broker who is now with EXP. Now, there's a few different business concepts that I think you guys are going to find interesting in this episode. Michelle was an independent broker. She wasn't really looking to build big teams. She was more focused on that client interaction engagement. Now, Michelle's been in the business for 20 years, as you'll hear her mention, and she's done, you know, if not more than 2,000 transactions in her career. Now, to put that into context, I don't know if you'd know this, but most average realtors do about, you know, less than a handful of sales or transactions per year. So to reach 2,000 transactions in her career, she's doing, you know, roughly 200 transactions a year. So that's a lot of work. So her focus was on the customer, not necessarily on building teams. So Michelle goes into kind of the history of EXP, what brought her over to EXP, and how that kind of shifted her mindset. Michelle has underneath her, within her EXP group, more than 1,000 other realtors underneath her network. So that's pretty impressive from a person who was and is still focused on the client experience, but she was able to grow a brokerage or teams underneath her through EXP. So without further ado, let's get Michelle to explain some of this for us. All right, enjoy the episode. Hey, Michelle, thank you for joining us today on the Join In Crowd Business Podcast. Can you start out by sharing a little bit about your business?
Well, I have been in real estate for 20 years and have recently partnered with EXP Realty. It has been a phenomenal ride for me. I've had expansive and explosive growth over my career. And I think I've sold at this point definitely over 2,000 homes in my career. So it's an ever-evolving, ever-changing game that is always interesting and quite fun to pop in and out of people's lives and help them, you know, goal set, plan, and grow.
So you kind of have a few things going on. You've got the real estate business and EXP. Can you share a little bit how you got started on both?
Well, it's I worked for some of the more traditional real estate companies, and then I went independent for the past 9 years as an independent brokerage. And in 2018, I went looking for something new when I felt I was hitting the quote unquote glass ceiling for growth. We were closing at that time around 185 transactions a year. 189 seemed like we were sort of stuck at that level for several years in a row. So I was looking for solutions as to what else I could do to scale my business. And I really had no interest in growing a big team or managing a big team, because that turns into people management and not really serving client management, which was really my forte and what I enjoyed the most. So I wasn't really interested in that. But then when the EXP Realty presented their model to me for growth, it was just a no-brainer opportunity that now I can partner with agents, pour into them, educate, help, lead, train, which has proven to be at the age of 45 a lot more fun than I ever thought it would be. And I get to be a partner in growth with people now. So it just is an additional avenue to serving more people. So it's serving agents and it's serving clients that are, excuse me, looking to list and sell.
Awesome. Now, eXp is kind of a newer program. How long do you know about how long it's been around? Or
The company's been around since 2009. So we're definitely not a new company, but it really started to gain momentum right around 2016. And why did it take so long? It was because, you know, to get agents who are mega producers to vest their brand into something that's quote unquote relatively small or unknown is a bit of a risky proposition to shake up and rebrand. So when some of these mega agents and groups started coming over to eXp Realty, it gave validity to the company and it gave agents a second reason to pay attention. Now another reason to pay attention. So I had never heard of them. They started in Bellingham, Washington, and started to sort of move east. And so I hadn't heard of them at all until 2018 when I went exploring different models to quote unquote break my glass ceiling. I didn't go looking for eXp at that point. It found me because I had never even known to look for it.
Well, that's amazing. So with your business and now I guess with the combination of eXp, what makes the way that you're running your business unique?
Okay. So one of the things that's been really great, as I said here in the beginning, I was never really interested in building a big team. So we're doing high volume, running throttle hot all the time. Just go on a small bunch of us. There's really only four of us doing that kind of production. And there was really no margin for vacation time, no real margin for more education. Education vacation is what I really mean to say. And nobody could certainly get sick. That just was not in the cards at all. So when I heard about this model, I realized this was a way to get a bigger footprint in business and to have some leverage and capacity for growth so that if I'm bringing other people and inviting them to join me in partnership here at eXp in real estate, then if they can continue to grow their brand, they can continue to grow their footprint, and we're still creating a mutually beneficial growth opportunity for all. So traditionally, in a real estate brokerage, I'm not going to share and collaborate with you in a deep and profound way because these are my trade secrets that I have earned and learned over the years. And we're all competing for the same, buyers and sellers essentially in a market. So this is why over the years I created mastermind groups with people in other states, because we were not in conflict with each other. We weren't going after the same book of business in a market, right? So I was always a part of mastermind groups, but now with eXp Realty, I can even share on a more local level in a much more deep and profound way because, as an example, there was a gal I was at lunch with earlier today, Lisa. She was on my team, met about 10 years ago. She came over to eXp Realty and partnered with me, and since then, she's decided to scale and grow and open her own office. And before eXp model, we would have not been continuing our partnership at that point. She would be opening up her own office, her own space, doing her own thing. And now with eXp, we get to continue to grow together, to flourish together, to build something together. And we are financially aligned in those goals. So it breaks down the walls of, collaboration. It is now a reason to really open up the playbook and dive deeper into sharing the knowledge and everything that you've learned. By God, I opened an office in 2018 and now you have somebody else just opening an office. So I can tell her, hey, go to this insurance company. Hey, don't make this mistake. You know what? As a matter of fact, I got a great connection on where you can buy, new computers, whatever. Before that was, you're on your own. See you later, sucker. I wish you well. But that's not how it works anymore. It's very, very different. Flips everything we've ever learned on its head.
Well, that's wonderful. The collaboration, and there's a benefit to that collaboration.
100%.
Versus before, there was no kind of, you guys really weren't working together. You were competing. This creates a more collaborative environment.
Yeah.
What are a few things that people might not know about you or your business?
A few things that people might not know about me. There's a lot of things. I enjoy boating. I love being on the water. A lot of people don't know that I have 6 weeks of a timeshare in Maui, and I go there several times a year. That's like my second home away from home, Maui Noka'oi. Maui is the best. So if anyone's feeling a little biased there, I'm pretty sure Maui is the best. I think another thing people might not really know is that I truly am enjoying what I'm doing. I'm enjoying it. Like, I'm at the point where I really could shut it all down and quote unquote retire and be completely fine. And I don't see myself doing that because I'm having way too much fun continuing to build what I'm building. So.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, because you started out saying that the team building part wasn't on your radar. You were fine where you were at.
Right.
But it sounds like this new model has really helped reinvigorate an energy.
Yeah.
And you get to build that team, but it's different.
Totally. When I was in college, this is the silliest thing in the world if you know me, I thought that I was going to go to school to be a teacher. And I have the patience of a gnat. So I realized when I started substitute teaching and going to school that I really didn't have the capacity for that. But what I really loved about the idea of being a teacher is helping people set goals and help them realize the goal. So I get into a real estate industry where I'm helping buyers and sellers realize their goal, right? And I'm being compensated really well for that. But what didn't exist in real estate was to be compensated really well to help other real estate agents grow. That part was a big missing piece of the puzzle for the past however long real estate's been in existence. And so now with this model, there's a financial benefit to partner with other agents, teach them, educate them, help them grow. And I had no idea that that would unfold such joy in me. And it pleasantly surprised to find out that in fact it has.
Well, so that's...
We're changing lives.
That's amazing. And it's good to see. I mean, you guys are listening, so you don't get to see Michelle's smile on her face, but you can tell that you're enjoying this.
Yeah.
How can people find out more about you and your business?
My name is Michelle Sayward, S-A-W-A-R-D. You can find me pretty easy with a Google button. I'm really totally fine and open to, you can find me on Facebook, of course, that's great, Messenger. My cell phone number, I'm happy to share it here, 313-622-1609. I'm going to repeat that again. 313-622-1609. You can text, reach out. It's honestly the best.
Well, thank you so much for being on the Join In Crowd Business Podcast. It seems like you are having such a great time. Again, for you guys that are just listening, the smile on her face is amazing. So thank you so much for being on.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks again for Joseph. I appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning into the Join In Crowd Business Podcast. Remember to hit the share button and send this episode to a friend or a coworker. Did you like what you heard? Hit the like button and follow Join In Crowd on your favorite social media platforms. To feature your company on the Join In Crowd Business Podcast, simply create your free digital business card at www.joinincrowd.com. Then, reserve your podcast time slot at www.joinincrowd.club. Join In Crowd. Digital business cards. Make friends. Grow your network. And stay connected. Sent with love from Join In Crowd.